okay, I think I'm having those experiences that people talk about where they have the growing pains and they're in like the process of like puberty before they like become their full size. But I'm feeling it on an emotional, mental, spiritual level, right? It's like I feel like my inner child is suddenly having an opportunity to have growing pains and to become something else, right? Kind of like the caterpillar to the butterfly experience. And I'm just so eager and delighted about it, right? So, you know, every so often I have this thing where I can't sleep at night, right? Where it's just like, oh, well, I guess I'm waking up at 1 or at 2 or at 3 or something. And I think part of it is because I'm kind of this restless person in general. Like, I just have a lot of pent up energy and I need to exert it as soon as possible, usually. And sometimes it means like, hey, I'm having a worrisome kind of sleep, right? So I can't really sleep because I'm worried about not having enough things done the next day. Or, you know, I'm worried about not waking up on time for a specific appointment that I have in early morning because I just care about that appointment so much. Or it's because today, oh my goodness, it was such a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for me to be lying there. And literally, I could not sleep because I was so excited for something that I'm looking forward to, right? And it was just such a delight. And I was trying to think back in my head and my mind and heart, when was the last time I kind of felt this way? And I remember having like a baby that was like almost 2 years old. And just like this experience of me and my husband like deciding that we were going to take some work off, bring our baby with us, and we were going to go volunteer at this camp for youth, right? For a few days. And I was so excited. It was like 2 a.m. or something, and I just woke up. I was like, it's time to start driving, right? Like, I just wanted to drive into the sunset or sunrise, and I was just so eager to be there and start helping with all of these things. Like, I just love using my time to help people have a good experience with something. That is something that has been such a constant for me in my life. And it's been such a treat lately to be actualizing that in my own little ways, right? Because like I have so many different ways to be able to exchange between me and my community, right? Whether it's me teaching yoga, me creating like podcasts or writing articles or, you know, like, you know, helping people in the marketing realm and the organizing realm of things, right? Because I'm kind of like a talent scout in some ways. Like, I love finding the next person that I can help make their first launch or something, right? Like, I love helping people launch. I love helping people find people, right? It's such a joy to me when people connect. Like, I'm like a matchmaker for communities, right? And so I love to do it. I love to do it in creating like social dance classes or like, you know, other endeavors, right? It doesn't really matter to me. I'm not very particular as long as it's like wholesome recreational experiences, basically, right? Like, that's my forte. Like, I just absolutely love helping people experience the beauty of what does it feel like to gain a better, just like acquire a skill, right? And it takes time, right? Sometimes it'll take up to a year or minimum a year to get to the point where you can really see progress, right? But like having those opportunities. I think I was kind of inspired as a youth when I was like 14, 15, sitting in these meetings with all these social workers and watching them have this like mama hive kind of experience with each other. It was like a bunch of women social workers, and they would talk about community members and how they could create experiences to bring them together with other people and allow for the community to buoy each other up and hold space for one another and to be interconnected, right? And I remember at the time being so deeply inspired. I was just sitting in these meetings thinking, who are these people? Who are these kind of people that can just be so selfless they don't have to be having this level of quality meetings with their team members. They could just be like, hey, let's just do this and this, let us be out of here. No, they really took the time to be very ponderful and thoughtful about every opportunity that they could offer to their specific community that they were kind of over. And so anyways, I've always taken that with me. It's like, I want to be a social worker when I grow up, right? So, you know, at the time I took the career test, whatever, and working with a counselor, and he was very blunt with me. He said, well, you probably can't be a social worker until like 40 years from now, because, or like at least 30 years from now, right? Because most people won't pay attention to you as a social worker unless if you've had some life experiences. Well, and then in my head I was like, well, yeah, I guess so. As like a 22-year-old social worker, it could be potentially hard to like get in there and really help people because they might just look at you as a little kid, right? So that was like humbling, right? But then I always held on to it. I was like, whatever, one day I'm gonna get to be a social worker, right? Because I just think that is like, to me, like the epitome of someone being like a Mother Teresa kind of a person, right? Like just being so committed to building a community and caring about them and really doing the specific things that are needed to just bring everyone together, right? And strengthen these communities to be better together than apart, right? So I kind of just like trailed it into my life anyways. I don't call myself a social worker. I kind of call myself like an undercover social worker in some ways. In other like circles, I kind of call myself like an undercover like sister missionary in some ways, because I see both like hand in hand basically, because really like that's just, you know, the source of love, right? The source of love I believe is from Christ, right? And so whatever badge or name tag you're wearing at the time is, it's all the same work, but just with a different audience or a different focus or things like that. So anyways, it's been really fun to just take some extra time to be in this phase where I'm like noticing this like growth, right? And, you know, I was talking about how like, you know, I just love organizing things. I love social dance. I love, you know, I'm thinking up how I can help advertise for my friend doing her like a ballet dance camp kind of thing on Saturdays, for example. And then for me too, like I'm thinking of maybe doing like a bedtime yoga series for my community, right? And like my mind is always spinning with different ideas, right? Some people call us like serial entrepreneur kind of people, right? But I would even add to that, I'm like a serial, like a social, like there's social entrepreneurs, right? So it's like I'm a social serial funpreneur, right? Because that's really what it's about. Like, it's like if I can raise the level of fun in any situation, oh, just give it to me, right? Like, just give it to me. Let's have an opportunity to laugh out loud. Let's have an opportunity to just like, just be a little bit sillier, a little bit goofier, just like lighten up a situation and really get into that clear mind place of creativity and accessing our full capacity, competencies, confidence, caring, all of that, compassion, right? So anyways, my whole point in wanting to even start this podcast today was just expressing my deep, deep gratitude for transitioning from this place of feeling like transition from child to puberty, like awkward phase, right? And just feeling that like that I just came on top yesterday, right? And it was just like, you know, I started the day feeling like so heavy with so many to-dos, of feeling like, oh man, I have so many to-dos. Like, I feel like I'm gonna split in half, right? Because I've got like 3 business ventures that I'm trying to push forward, right? One of them is volunteer, one of them is like, you know, community base, and another one is like 2 hours away, right? And so as I was like processing it for the next 6 hours, by the 7th hour, it was really neat to see it all come together. And I had some massive prayers, well, before I started the 7 hours of just like pushing forward some things. And then I finished that 7th hour and I just had such deep, deep gratitude prayers of like, oh, I just feel so helped. I feel so grateful to have had progress today in all the areas that I was hoping to, and just feel like I got to help, right? I got to help organize certain things that, yes, I could just choose not to do them. It could be easy for me to just be like, you know what? This is not worth my time, my mental capacity, my energy, my effort, all of this. But there's something about all of these experiences that I willingly, willfully, happily am involved in that I'm not necessarily at the point of giving them up. Not right now, right? I really do care about the outcome of what they can bring, right? And I just don't believe in giving them up because, well, one is that I feel drawn and inspired to do certain things for specific reasons. And until I can birth that baby, there's not really going back, right? It's not like you could be like, oh, I'm having contractions. Oh, actually, never mind. I'm not going to have the baby just going in reverse now, right? No, it's one of those things, right? So all of these things are kind of like my babies, right? I guess I'm birthing triplets right now, right? But you know what? That's okay, right? Like, that's okay because I can't, right? I don't like to exclude, right? So that's why I want to serve everyone, right? I want to serve the people that love social dance. I want to serve the people that love to be a creative and a writer, right? I want to serve the people that care about their hormones, right? Like, yeah, like let's help everyone, right? Oh, and then I have this one side thing that I'm helping with my friend wanting to do her first marriage retreat, right? So I'm just like, yeah, let's do that, right? So it's like, there's times when it just feels like a little much, but then there's the other times where it's like paydays, right? It's those payday moments where it's like, you know what? This is what this was for. Now I understand, right? But it's like one of those things where it's like, I can't afford to not birth a baby that needs to be birthed, right? You know, it's one of those things. Like, there's other things that go on in the world where it's like, yeah, that doesn't have to be birthed, right? And then, and you know pretty soon from the start, right? Like, whether it's going to be worth your time or not, you just know. I know anyways. Like, I have this sense for knowing if something is of great worth or if it is something that doesn't really matter, right? And so, anyways, I'm just really, really grateful to just kind of be feeling like that progression, feeling like the pain of like growing pains, but then also having that beautiful payday kind of experience as well that I'm just like so grateful for.